This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we welcome in Roseburg's Future First Citizen, Eva McMillan. Thanks for coming over this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
So you won last night over at Roseburg High School. What was your reaction when your name was called?
I was super surprised. All of the other finalists are equally as talented and impressive as me, so it really could have been any of us. So I was really surprised to be chosen.
And I imagine as well, having gone through the last 2 years that all of us have dealt with, and especially for you students, you actually had an event with people there in the same room.
Yeah, it's really exciting. After years of weird stuff going on, it's exciting to come back and like finish senior year how you imagine it to be.
Yeah, that I hadn't really thought about it like that, because some people didn't get to do that. And for this class, that's going to be a shift and a shift forward. So talk about some of the things you're interested in. First of all, architecture. Why architecture? How'd you get interested?
I got interested in architecture because I took a design class pretty early, and I was just so excited by the idea that you get to make these buildings and then just rework them constantly to make them better. Currently, I really like architecture because I hope to make affordable housing in the future that can do a lot of like amazing things for people so they have better opportunities.
Is it in architecture, when you look at different styles over time, are there particular things you're drawn to just in terms of being cool?
Not exactly. I mean, everybody loves like Frank Lloyd Wright's stuff, and I love looking at things like that. But overall, I just like looking at how diverse the different styles can be. You can really go anywhere style-wise.
So you want to own an architectural firm?
Yes, I do. I currently work for IE Engineering, and I love working there. It's amazing. And it's really opened my eyes to what you can do when you do own your own firm. And it's really awesome because then you get to choose to take on projects that you like and projects that inspire you and work with what you like to do.
And see not only the artistic side of it, but the business side too.
Yes, yes. It's super impressive.
And so talk about colleges. Looks like you have a few that you're thinking about.
Yes, I'm really leaning towards a couple of them. I got accepted into USC on Friday, and that's definitely where I'm hoping to go. But I've also got a couple different options in New York and the California areas.
And what is it about those schools that put them at the top of your list?
I really love that they are like exciting, fast-paced environments, but they also have very ethical approaches to architecture rather than just artistic approaches. And that, I think, is really amazing. That's what I'm looking for.
So you appear to be fairly involved here. I mean, the list of things you do at Roseburg High is pretty lengthy. Drum major, golf team captain, founder and president of the French Club, Link Crew, National Honor Society secretary, let me take a breath, National Merit Scholarship Program, letter of commendation. I mean, you've got all sorts of things going on. When do you sleep?
I don't. My mom gets on me about that all the time. No, it's just so exciting. I think the high school experience is so much more fun when you try and do as much as you possibly can. You get to meet so many amazing people, and you get so many cool opportunities that you would have never even known about if you hadn't joined clubs or started clubs or played sports.
So for you, let's back up. Have you always been in Roseburg school-wise?
I have not. I only moved to Roseburg in 2017, I believe. Before that, I've lived in a couple different places in Oregon.
So what about Roseburg do you like, especially about RHS?
Well, previously I had lived in much bigger cities, and it was kind of exciting to come down to a place where people like genuinely know each other. It was exciting to see that like some of my friends knew just other like outstanding community members. And I really saw a lot of opportunity and growth as an individual here because of the amazing connections I could make in the community.
And looking forward, I know at this stage in life, it's probably hard to tell. Do you know where you would like to live ultimately for your career?
I am not sure. I'm not against coming back to Roseburg to do some stuff here, but I definitely want to spend some time exploring and seeing what there is just everywhere.
And how did you get involved in some of these areas? Talk about French Club.
Yeah, I took French my first 2 years of high school here, and I had had some previous experience in French when I was younger. And the French classes don't get a ton of involvement. And I thought French Club would be an opportunity to kind of open up an experience with French to people before they really had to commit to taking the class.
And talk about the Link Crew. What do you do there?
Yeah, Link Crew is almost like a mentor program to help freshmen specifically, but also other underclassmen kind of understand what high school is like. We help them, or we try to help them get involved in sports or different clubs, or we try and give them tactics and skills so they can pass classes and just be a successful student.
Now, as well, you've done volunteer work at Saving Grace and Partner Sports Camp and the Salt Beach Cleanup. How did you pick those?
I love animals, so Saving Grace was an easy choice. And Partner Sports Camp was amazing. I felt like that was a really great way to help people directly. You get to see the people you're helping, and you get to choose how you best can help them and what best works for you. And it's just an amazing opportunity to really, like, get in there and just help people face to face.
And what about the beach cleanup?
The beach cleanup was awesome. I mean, I love nature. I love going on hikes. And I was always taught growing up that you leave a place better than when you got there. And so it's fun to just go spend a day cleaning up our beaches that are so beautiful.
So what are some of the other things you're interested in when you actually do have free time?
Well, I love playing golf on our golf team. And I also have been really enjoying reading lately. I think during high school, I started to get away from it just because all the pressures of other school stuff. Like, the last thing you want to do is pick up another book. But lately, I've been reading more, and it's really awesome.
Talk about what you've done with IE and some of the things you've learned there.
Oh, it's been amazing there. I kind of went in with very limited knowledge of really what it meant to work in an architecture. And there's been so many opportunities for growth, working on bunches of different projects, and kind of getting a better idea of what the steps of development are, as well as what the really, like, fine-tuning, what, like, a good, high-quality plant looks like.
What are some of the people there, or who are some of the people there that have maybe influenced you the most?
Oh, I would definitely say the two architects I work with, Nick and Scott, are amazing. I mean, it's definitely difficult when you hire just a high schooler that's very new, but they've put a lot of trust and faith in us, and they're always ready to help us learn more.
So moving forward, do you know when you're going to pick colleges?
Yes, I have to have a decision in by May 1st, but I'm hoping to come to a decision in the next 2 weeks or so.
So you said you're leaning USC way, but what could sway it?
It kind of depends on a couple different things. Looking into housing, I need to look into more, as well as some of my other opportunities outside of classes. I know USC has amazing sports, but I want to look into more of their other things. And I also got a lovely financial aid offer at a school in New York that is also very cool.
So, if you move forward 15, 20 years from now, what do you hope you will have accomplished by then?
Ooh, in 15 to 20-ish years, I'm hoping that by that point, I will definitely have my own firm and be not only just working in architecture, but really involved in whatever community I'm in, trying to constantly, like, do my best and give back.
Eva McMillan, future First Citizen of the Year for the Roseburg High Foundation. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
840, News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.